previously on Algoa FM.
This is Simon B coming at you from George in the Garden Route. Today, we welcome Adele Potgieter, Associate Professor in the Faculty of Business and Economic Sciences at Nelson Mandela University, Department of Marketing Management. She began her career as a financial market trader slash stockbroker after completing her BCom in investment management. Trading for 14 years, she moved to George 20 years ago and transitioned into academia. Professor Adele is deeply involved in the community, serving on several boards and committees. She teaches both undergraduates and postgraduate students. She supervises masters and PhD students. She has successively published international journals and presented at both local and international academic conferences. Outside of her professional life, she is an avid traveler who enjoys exploring new cultures. She is passionate about mentoring, coaching young professionals, and frequently volunteers to support various NPOs focused on education and community involvement. And the list goes on. Believe me, Adele, welcome to the studio. It's an honor having you, Professor.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Simon.
Such a pleasure. I want to ask you that first question. I think everyone wants to know, what advice would you give young individuals who are looking to advance their education and find employment?
Well, Simon, that's such a heated question. I think we all know unemployment is at a record high of 34%. And with youth in South Africa at 49%, it means like one out of two people under the age of 34 is unemployed, which relies on grants and parents and their community. So having said that, I think the most important thing that anybody can do at that age is to stand out in the crowd amongst graduates and in general in any way. So matric is not enough. And these days, a diploma or a degree does not give you anything that you need. So get that practical experience and start as soon as possible. You know, plan, do holiday work, volunteer during your studies, get something on your CV. I think that's the most important thing, because that's what businesses out there are requiring.
Absolutely. What good advice. Now, what do you find to be the most rewarding aspect of working with young professionals?
I think when they reach a point where they realize that they can make something of their own lives, you know, that proverbial when the penny drops, if it's possible. But also, I think there comes a stage where they realize that they can give back to their community. And they always become so proud when they can say they're the first person that's actually got a degree, or the first person that is the young entrepreneur. And they realize they can actually provide jobs and have the potential of touching other people's lives. And obviously, they still believe what I can tell them at that age.
Absolutely. What a rewarding experience to be part of that journey, from that to them realizing what they can do for the community and getting that degree. I mean, it must be so, so rewarding for you.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I must tell you, I think it's becoming their thinking partner, but also knowing that you shape someone's future and that they can really just go and actually touch other people's lives. I think that's so amazing. So when you see them afterwards and you hear these good stories so that they actually remember, then you know it's a part of you that's walking there, and I think that's really rewarding.
And they'll always, always remember you for that.
Yeah, maybe the good and the bad.
There are always going to be a bit of good and bad. Now, having navigated numerous challenges in your career and personal life, what advice would you offer to other women out there, and what keeps you motivated to achieve your goals despite these difficulties?
Your advice to women, I think we need to get over the stigma of needing to be everything to everyone all the time. I grew up in Afrikaans background, you know, and I felt it was expected from a very young age that I become the best daughter and the best mother and the best partner and wife and cook and be able to make clothes and knit and all those funny happy stuff. So, you know, you have to have a job and become the boss and be a degree in it. And it's overwhelming at times, and I think that makes us doubt ourselves from a very young age. So I wish someone had said to me, you are enough at a young age. I want to say to women out there, you are enough, you're unique, you're amazing, and believe it. I don't think we believe it, even if someone tells us, but definitely to women, you know, believe in yourself, even if there's doubts around you, just try and believe that.
What an inspiration you are, Adele, truly. Now you are. It's not an argument.
Thank you. Talk about motivation, Simon. I've had my ups and downs. And I guess it boils down more to inner motivation than outer motivation. You know, some people say, how do you manage to get up after you fall down? And then I think, I don't know. And then I realize I'm lying in the process, because I think you need to reach a point in your life where you make a decision. You know, I believe you only live once in this body and at this time. So I tell myself, I have this amazing gift of life, and I need to make the best of it. I don't want to come back to life just to lead one or two sessions. And I think heaven is going to be an amazing place. No, on a serious note.
It is going to be an amazing place.
I don't think, you know, I don't think anybody can motivate you if you see the cup half full. So, yeah, do I have days that I don't want to get up? Yeah, definitely. We all have those, and pull a blanket over. But it's those days that I think I lie there and I think, maybe just for today, somebody is looking at me for inspiration. And my motto in life is aspire to inspire before you expire. I know it sounds weird, but
I love it.
You know, so at least be authentic if you have that motto in life.
Absolutely.
You know, and obviously a lot of grace from God.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'm absolutely loving this. Now, your dedication to community involvement really and truly stands out. Why is community involvement so important to you?
Yo, I think when I moved down, George has become my community. This is where my kids grow up. This is my house. This is my home. This is my students. So I want to see the community work. And, you know, I believe if we do it together, we can make it work. And, you know, Simon, there's this saying that it takes a village to raise a child. And I think the same goes for it takes volunteers to make a community grow.
Absolutely.
And I just want to be one of those, because I think sometimes somebody just needs to say, okay, you go first. So I want to be first. And if I can inspire people along the way to join me in this journey, then I'm very happy.
I love this. Now, just a little bit off topic, because we're getting all very professional. It mentions here that you're an avid traveler. I've also traveled quite a bit. Your favorite destination?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I love Italy. Greek Isles. Definitely me.
Okay. Okay.
I must say, I think just Europe in general.
Okay.
I love Europe. I think it's beautiful. I can sort of resonate with the people. And I escape a little bit of reality when I go there. So it is, everything's nice and works. And I come back and I'm so motivated to make this work.
It's true.
Know.
Europe does have that effect on you. It's such a classy, well-run sort of place, isn't it?
Yeah, and it makes you want to dress up.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, Professor Adele Poatita. Thank you so very much for your time today, and we really do appreciate your involvement in this community, and it's been an absolute honor having you on the show.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, listeners.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.